Buckle up, everyone. LB back at the round table session. Let me ask you at the round table. Tonight, we got Go Get a Records, very own hit selling artist, Cali, Cost Boy, JR Jr., whichever one you want to say. All that and more. We're going to drop some stuff on you guys tonight. Black History Month ended last night, picked it up again tonight. All that and back with Cali when we come back.
Now tuned into Urban Voice Media.
My man, Cali, what's up, baby?
What it do? What's going on?
Man, hey, you the word on the streets. Talk to me, baby. You the word.
Yo, man, shoot, we got a Supernova, the single. You know, What the F They Know, the EP, man, 6-song EP, you know, trying to come out with a collateral videos right now, man. Just finished working on a good 5, finishing up 2. Just ready for these new projects, man. You know, ready to go get it.
Cali, the word is you the hottest thing smoking in Charlotte, North Carolina right now, man. That's the word now.
You know, supposed to be, got to be, you know what I'm saying? Trying to definitely run this marathon, man, and keep it going, you know. Keep this Charlotte vibe and, you know, cultural music. You know, we got going on. We're enlightening, you know, in our city, man. Just trying to keep it pushing, man.
Tell me something, Cali. The name Cali Cost Boy Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and get that out the way. Tell us how you came up with that.
So, yeah, just, you know, formally, like I tell people, started off as Cali, you know, acronym coming as life expected. An artist from Go Get a Records, man, and you know, just coming with a new clean slate this year. We got Cost Boy Jr. You know what I'm saying? We just, you know, added that Cost Boy Jr. And that's just delegating out of new music, man, the new struggles, you know, new works, everything. So I was just like, yo, I want to start a new clean slate, you know, just a different get up and go this time with every project, you know, every song.
Marquise Garrett, he asked, what side of Charlotte you from?
From East Side, Milton Plaza Road, East Charlotte, you know.
All right. Any schools, any other type of roads?
I was a student at Cochran Middle, graduated from Northwest School of Arts on Bedford Road, you know what I'm saying? That's like west side of Charlotte. So yeah, you know, becoming a student there, man, for a course major, it just helped me take music, you know, way serious. So I started getting into the program of recording and, you know, learning how to record myself, all that. So yeah.
Speaking of that, Cali, let's go back for a moment. I was reading a little bit of your bio, man, and they said that you feel that you were exposed to artists such as Nas, Heavy D, and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
That's 3 different flavors, man.
Yeah. Just coming from a music state period with my father, you know, grandmother, grandfather, deeply heavy into it. And I'm not talking about just listening to music. I'm talking about piano players, you know what I'm saying? Playing trombones, actually being, you know, taking, like, doing music and using instruments, you know what I mean? It wasn't just, you know what I'm saying? They knew how to play jazz from, you know, top to bottom, piano from top to bottom, you know what I'm saying? And getting that from my grandfather and grandmother and pops, you know, naturally. My pops was on the more hip-hop side of things. So as a youngin', I just started seeing him record, you know, back when they was recording on tapes. So, you know, growing up, seeing that, I just always wanted to be a part, man, and hearing the different music, getting schooled on the different music. You know, somebody always telling, you don't know nothing about that, you don't know nothing about that. So I grew to know something about it and creating it in my own way to now where I'm, you know, I'm doing my own records, you know what I mean? And they sounding pretty credible. So, you know, I just want to keep doing that and even at a bigger light, you know what I mean?
So the hit single you got, Black Times, and Casanova, Supernova, you did the track yourself?
No. Producing the track, no. That Black Times track actually came from a guy, a shout out to Yon Hunter. I don't know if y'all heard of him on Instagram. Plenty of, I'm talking about he's everywhere, you know what I mean? And definitely getting a lot of views, definitely getting a good look. I just used his beat because we wanted to create a vibe that was, I want to say like conscious, you know, we wanted to kind of end the threat with the conscience of Black Lives Matter, you know what I'm saying? And the culture. Also it being, you know, Black History Month, we wanted to negotiate that in this month and as far as even the creativity. So I didn't go as far as buying a beat or nothing like that. You know, we just used it for promotional uses only. And, you know, I put that out that way.
So y'all just created Good Times, like, you know, over the last month or so?
Black Times, yeah. Black Times, yeah. I actually, it's like a list I'm going by. So they was like, yo, you know, should do something for Black History Month. You know, I need you to do a freestyle video just, you know, doing you. But I need some freestyle. I need something coming from the heart and some history facts about Black history. So I'm like, cool. You know, I picked that beat. And I sat in the car in front of the audio box probably like an hour, you know, 45 minutes before the actual session. And I was like, yo, man, I'm going to do the song. I come back and do it. Something just spiked me like, yo, we don't got a lot of time. Black History Month is only this month. You know what I'm saying? Well, last. And let's get it done, man. Let's show these people something. And, you know what I'm saying? Come from the heart with it. So I believe, you know, that's just what I did. And God forbid, man, thanking the Lord, man, I just got the energy just to do it and say, yeah, let's get it out the way and show these people my creativity plus the knowledge on what this month is about. So, you know, yeah, I was, you know, very happy to deluxe that project.
My takeaway from the video is the part where initially I see you and your son. He's sitting there between your legs listening to dad. I take it that's your son. He's listening to dad teach.
Yeah.
And he's absorbing that. So just like these guys on this t-shirt, I absorb a lot from all of these guys. And that was very momentum for you to do that, to have your son there, you know. And as he get older, he could go back and look at, you know, hey, these were the Black times. Say if things change for him, you know, in the next 15 years or whatever, he can always go back and say, this was Black times for me and my dad. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I tilt my hat to you for making that track and coming out with the video the way you guys presented it, because there's so many different clips in there that grasp some, make almost without me spilling the video, makes you want to go look at a certain movie. Several certain movies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I say, hey man, I hadn't seen that in a long time. Thank you, Tally, for I'm gonna watch that tonight because of you. But brother, we're not gonna waste no time.
Yeah, thanks to videography.
We're not gonna waste no time.
Thanks to videography too, man.
Who actually did
Silvio,
the video for
who
you?
Shot the video.
Who did that video?
Silvio, who shot the video. My bad. Mm-hmm. Silvio. Yep. And so we got that done as quick as possible, man. And, you know, was actually trying to do some extra because they just wanted the song. I'm like, yo, man, let's shoot the video. You know, the song was only 2 minutes and some change. You know, let's try to do more than what we, you know. So, we stepped out to do that. Including
we're missing,
these five
that- we're missing, in my era, of the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, the thing closest we had to that was Stop the Violence. When BDP, they put everybody together and put all of the rappers together, and they chimed in to talk about the positive things and things we need to do and, you know, to change what we're doing. And for you to bring that about, man, that goes back to the Heavy D thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, when you say he was an inspiration to you, I can hear it in that rhyme, man. I can hear it.
Yeah, definitely, man. Nah, Yeah, definitely. I definitely get a lot of good rap off that record right there, man. Like, you know, honestly, and it's an honest opinion. You know, it's not like, you know what I'm saying? Yes, it's like, yo, I feel that. Like, you know what I'm saying? People like, yo, I get the chills, but I've been listening to this. So I'm like, yeah, it put a good smile on my face, man. And definitely a good energy. Like, yo, I have to bring that energy to every track, man. I want people to come at me like that from years on now. Like, yo, you know.
Well, I tell you what, Cali, you got people
up in the, get that,
you got people in the DMV watching right now. And we've talked enough about Black Times. I think we need to go ahead and show it to them, bro.
Right, right.
Y'all check this out right here.
Yes, no, Black Time. Go.
It's dope. It is dope.
That's 100.
Black Time is the favorite time, it's alright. To my favorite time, it's alright. To her favorite time, it's alright. Black Time is the favorite time, it's alright. To your favorite time, it's alright.
I think it's Black history. The pieces I designed for your mind from the gift of me. Your verses uplifted me. See, all we read about is young Black leaders and killers. See, and all we rap about is selling dope by the creep. You see, I speak to youth. Free the mind, but can't free the youth. I had enough of rappers rapping lies, ain't telling truth. I had enough of rappers buying lines, ain't buying features. Like, ain't really paying homage, but still buying sneakers. I think it's more the reason. Bigger the point, so I can light your evening. And pull my essence like you're right with even. No Black on Black without the Malcolm's teachers. I got a thousand reasons. No Black vendetta with no Black was speaking. Ain't no Mandela if they never freedom. Ain't no America without the leaders. We got to follow up so we can be it. We got to focus on the things we're seeing. They got us distance for so many reasons and focus on our beliefs. I think it's time for us to grow in reason. I love your brother because the hood is evil instead of killing people. I love your sister because she's just as evil. Gotta beat the odds when they say we ain't equal. And please stop the Black on Black. Let's stop the Black on Black. I think it's Black history. I think it's Black Time. Black Time.
Black Time is the favorite time, it's alright. To my favorite time, it's alright. To her favorite time, it's alright. Black Time is the favorite time, it's alright. To your favorite time, it's alright. To our favorite time, it's alright.
Hey, let's stop the Black on Black. I think it's Black history. I think it's Black Time, Black Time.
We've got some difficult days ahead.
You know, Cali, I like the way you I think right now what I was going to tell Cali, ladies and gentlemen, was this right here. I like the way you. Here we go, right here. Let's get that out of there. Cali, I like the way you.
Yeah, I'm back. You kept knocking.
You threw Martin at the end and said, "We got some difficult times." I like that because we do. We got difficult times right now. I mean, within our inner circle, we got difficult times that we need to fix. We need to correct.
Yeah, big facts.
What was your inspiration when you wrote Black Times? Did you know where you wanted to go with it, or you know, you said, "Hey, there was something that happened," and said, "Hey, I want to stick on this note right here." What was it?
I was totally lost. That's what took me so long because it was like. And I was in the midst of moving from a house I was at and everything. So I'm like, yo, you know, I'm getting challenged after challenge this week, but I got to get this list done or whatever I need. So I said to myself right then, I said, I'll just get it done next week. I'm like, nah. Someone's like, nah, you got to get this done right now. So I knew something had driven me to the hook because I love the beat, man. The beat is awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Young Hunter produced the beat. Dope artist, man. Dope producer. So yeah, I wrote the song, like I said, right then and there in front of the audio box, and didn't know where I wanted to go. But something said, yo, stay on this urge of how you're speaking it, because you're speaking known facts. Then it's like you're speaking it like a, like if you was a Martin Luther King or Malcolm X, but in a rapper's way. You know, we doing this in hip hop now. You know what I mean? So yeah, it was dope like that, man. Like I surprised myself there, man. I swear I had a smile on my face all day, man. So all that day after that recording session, and we was real busy that day with Franco. Shout out to Frank too, man. So yeah, man.
Well, in that song, Cali, you did some singing. Is that something that you incorporate in some of your other songs as well?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I use everything. Every part of the voice is vital. You know what I mean? And I learned that in Northwest School of the Arts. Like I went to school being so shy to sing and being shy to rap, write poetry. So, you know, I started, you know, building my vocabulary, reading books. And, you know, then I was doing little stuff I wasn't supposed to, you know, smoking and stuff, had habits. So it drew me to not be the basic part of just, you know what I'm saying, just being that. You know, it's like being an honor to do all kind of things. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if it's washing dishes, cutting grass, from, you know what I mean? I wanted to touch the scale of everything doing this music. You know what I mean? So if it's me having to sing a hook, and let's say if I want a girl, if I wrote a hook for a girl, you know, I can place that with a female voice. But for the part that we in the studio, it's like I'm working. I go ahead and, you know, go in the studio and do it myself. Or we'll step back and be like, yo, you think I should have a female sing that or somebody else? And then a lot of people debate like, yo, man, it sound good like that. Just leave your voice on it. So I'll be like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? And we critique that how we do it. So, yeah, you know, Kelly, what I mean?
Sonora Thompson Scott said, I can hear it playing on the radio from the first word. That's deep.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, Sonora.
From the first word now. The first word. Now, see, that's what grabbed people. If you grab it from the first word, you got them. Yeah. It's like reeling in a fish. You got them. You got to keep doing this, man. You got to keep doing it. I hope that you, I know it's going to be kind of rough.
Man, want to keep surprising people.
Say that again.
Say it one more time.
Well, what I was going to say, I know it's going to be rough.
Reeling them like that.
It's going to be rough because of when you're doing club music and then you come back and do conscience music, you grabbing different people.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that? Do you think you can juggle the two?
Yeah, Oh yeah. I mean, I can imagine that, man. And now just even doing the Tims have their own slot in music now, I believe, you know, because a lot of European people from London, Africa, you know, are doing music, and I'm talking about have some cool, nice vibes, man. So I have Lady T, man, you know, she's like a regional, like Jamaican artist, like, you know what I mean, doing a lot of songs with people from overseas, like, you know, people from Jamaica, Haiti, or, you know, London, or something like that, man. Country guitar players, you know what I mean? Yeah, all that. And I mean, you can imagine when I'm writing, it's like I go from trap song or from the street to the conscious rap, you know what I'm saying? Because we all know what's fitting points and what's real. You know, certain people live in the facade of one thing. You know, I can't be put in a box, like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't care if you say go make a song with Justin Bieber. He hot, you know what I'm saying?
If Malcolm or Martin was alive, how do you think they would feel about that song?
Yeah, I would definitely have a good, you know what I'm saying, good thrill with that. I believe... like how we see Louis Farrakhan or Al Sharpton or something now, you know, and we speaking on people from back in those days, I see how credible they are to certain artists that are in the Black movement, in this culture, what we call hip hop. And, you know, it's helpful because it's not only just the streets. It's not only just the struggle or, you know, the drug era from where we come from. It's pure talent, man, and creativity, and it's magical. You see what I'm saying? So I believe in just that justice. They stand behind us. And if they were alive, bro, you know what I'm saying? I believe they'll be just like a Farrakhan or, you know, anybody else. You know what I mean? Standing behind, you know, us people in this line of business that we call hip hop, you know.
Now
that we formerly making a good culture out of, because everybody's fitting in this game of things. So, you know, it's good to see.
Now you signed with Go Getter Records. Are you the number one artist that they're pushing right now, or is there other artists that they're pushing as well?
Yeah, it's other artists as well. You know what I'm saying? It's a few other artists. You know, I ain't gonna speak on the names, but as far as the one they're pushing, Big Brother has got the weight on my shoulders. So yeah, we, you know, trying to put their head in to grinding.
So is it fair to say you're Biggie to them like Biggie was to Puffy? Do that thing.
Yeah, you can put it like that.
Do that thing. Well, man, we got a setup for Supernova. Do you want to tell people a little bit about Supernova before we play it? Go ahead.
You asked me earlier what was the meaning. You can hear me?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. And yeah, the meaning says a star that suddenly increases greatly in brightness because of the catastrophic mass. And I had mentioned, you know, it's an elevation of things. And I was, you know, per se talking about a car compared to how a man would love a fast car, an old school muscle car, but how a man love a woman, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, whether it's a woman's body, vibe, you know what I'm saying, or peace, you know what I mean? So, and my thrill of making this Supernova, you know, this track right here was the club. And we were talking about the music. We were talking about a certain flyness and elevation in what we like, you know what I mean? And upgrading women, you see what I'm saying? It's not about degrading or women shaking their tail everywhere, just a strip club or nothing like that, but it's a good track to fit in all those areas without degrading the scale and standing up on the scale. You see what I'm saying? It being a good certain energy in that music where it's keeping people dancing, happy. It's a good vibe. It's not talking about killing and nothing. And it's not necessarily about stripping and shaking, though, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It ain't about drug dealing and nothing else. You know, something that the kids can listen to, and you see what I'm saying? Something the adults will listen to and be like, ooh, definitely something the women will listen to and be like, ooh, you see what I'm saying? So when we said the bop situation, that's only because we know that, you know, you got drill rap in Chicago and New York. You know, shout out to the baby. You know what I'm saying? He started this bop thing. You know what I'm saying? And that came from Charlotte. That came from the Carolinians. So that was the whole thrill on that. Like, they got drill, we got bop. You see what I'm saying? And that's how we started that. So, yeah.
Speaking of the baby, has anyone from the baby's camp reached out to you?
I mean, sort of silently. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Me being with Go Getter Records, it's like, you know, bro, like, let's produce this first. And a lot of people be proud of what I do. But yeah, man, you know, people reached out for features and stuff like that. You know, me trying to, you know, get my tail on with my money. And I've been working, got a son, and working with my own business and recording. We at the same studio, so I go and record the audio box. So yeah, I run into a lot of, you know, different people from BDB sometimes. And then I be hearing some backstage stuff like, yo, bro, when they heard your song, man, they get, you know, think you hot, man. I'll be like, okay, you know, let's keep working then. You know, I want to keep surprising. You know, definitely keep it at an ethic. I don't want no artist to be like, man, I wouldn't want to work with him because he don't seem like he have a go. I want the energy to be on go. So every artist is like, yo, when I meet him from the personality, from the business, it's like, yeah, man, I like him. I like to work with Cali. You know, Cosplay Jr. is cool. You know what I mean? He's a good working artist. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we got it. We got it queued up. Let's let them listen to what Supernova is all about. Just a little piece. We're going to get the whole thing because we want them to go buy that thing, man. It'll push you further than what you are right now, man. Here it is right here,
definitely.
Y'all.
Let's go.
Just with the glass to hear, la mama she thick but she classy. Just why we swag the ball, she nice and she thick with a fatty. La mama a freak, too nasty, I like that because she classy. I gotta get them balls, cause this little bitch and she nasty. I got that supernova, call it supernova. I got that super soda, bustin' them bells on me with that mink on me, nigga. I got that super, they know that. I get them bells like my bro, babe. I'm taking pictures. Banana like Kodak, ooh. She is my number one woman. She is my trap queen, baby mama bitch. I told her, hold up, time to run up on some other shit. Niggas fake the phone, they cannot make the bar. Really on some sucker shit. They ain't about this money like me, I'm too icy. But bet I'm pimpin' fuck up in this white tee. And bet every bad bitch in the club gon' like me. No, I can't wipe deep, but if I had a wipe, that bitch be icy. And roll around with VVS diamonds on the neck with Louis feature Nikes. And run up them bands, though, she a real bitch, though. And got a little goopy bitch. I got a new bitch named Keisha plus the Reese. So she on some other shit. Plus we on some other shit.
I'm gonna get that dope, T-shirt. Man. I got a supernova. Where the t-shirts at, Cali? Yeah, we need the t-shirts, man.
Definitely got some apparel coming out. I got Carolina Trap Boy and Trap Girl apparel right now coming. I got the Trap Boy apparel, Carolina Trap Girl apparel coming soon because we just did some different little, you know, art to that. So yeah, man, they gonna be dope, man. So yeah, we ready for the summer, definitely. Spring, yep. Summer.
Where can people go
definitely gonna lock in Supernova for the 2023.
If people want to go and buy Supernova, where can they go?
You can go on Tidal. Yeah, Tidal, iTunes, all music platforms, all streaming music platforms. You know, we updated, man, and like I say, you know, me and my team getting Go Get a Record team, we getting YouTube together right now, you know, piece by piece getting that Go Get a Record website. But yeah, all music platforms, all platform music streams, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And definitely find me on Cali at Cali _ Costboy Jr. Costboy.Jr. And that's JR on Facebook, Instagram. You know, all that TikTok. So yeah.
When is the video gonna be complete for Supernova?
Shoot, I believe we getting like we just wrote down treatments like I would say 2-3 days ago. Our man just got back in town from New York. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, definitely called them in for that. We'll be sitting down this week. This weekend, man, we shooting all this weekend. Like it's been nonstop for about 2-3 weeks, man. We've been getting videos, photo shoots, man. It's been nonstop. You know what I mean? And definitely practicing every day. You know, even if I don't go to the studio, we hit the studio every Saturday. So coming home every day, man, having to get my 8 hours in with that, and it might be two here, two there, two here, two there, because I got a lot of stuff going on. Clean clothes, get my son, cook food. Still everyday normal life, man. But you know, definitely trying to stay business, you know, busy in this, you know, industry, man.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you still you're humble, even though the popularity of your music and who you are as an artist is growing and growing and growing. Sounds like you're still humble and dedicated to that little man. That's the most important thing right there. dedicated to keeping him smiling, keeping him looking up to you and everything, man.
Yeah.
Callie, when that video dropped, we hope to see some SS's in that video. Supernova. The SS has got to be
in there. Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, got to. I told him, got to. Yeah, just writing the treatment. We consisted even writing the treatment and just real big on the activities and making people grasp for that song. The same way they grasp for the song, grasp to the video. It's like, oh, I feel the song even more. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're just looking at somebody rapping through the whole video or you got your strippers out in there, people smoking out in their video. It's good acting scenes, good characteristics in there. Even using different scenes from certain movies, reenactments. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's definitely some work.
That's good. Now, can you kind of like give us a sneak as to what's going to be the next song jumping out, or are you still working on that now?
Yeah, basically, we got Trap Bag coming after What the F They Know. That'll be the next project, man. And so on and so on. I don't want to name those projects that's coming out. Actually, I'll let you in on this one. I'm still rich in the street. We are working on that and an album, after that mixtape. So yeah, basically trying to drop in about 3-4 mixtapes and an album or two. And get it rocking, man. Definitely get these treatments done with these videos and get some exposure, some content.
Well, I tell you what, Callie,
I believe that's what the people are looking for.
When you guys drop that Supernova video, if you will, come back to the roundtable session and let's do an exclusive on that video here, if you will. And let's go ahead and get it pumped up first, especially if it's on a Friday or Saturday night.
Got to. And it's going to be clean too, man. Shout out to Exactly, Silvio, Exactly shoot, he shoots for us too. And with this guy shooting our single, we just wanted to be, we want this to be clear picture. We want this to be Paramount picture. So yeah,
take your time.
We definitely did some good bidding on this, But we definitely gonna know what the outcome is.
That's great, man.
Before we even get to it. So yeah, like I said, this week it's all action. Action this week.
Well, Callie, I know it's late for you. You got little man there. I'm not gonna hold you. I ain't gonna hold you too much longer, man. All I want to do is say, once again, salute to you for making Black Times. I think earlier I said Good Times. That's telling a little bit of my age when I said Good Times earlier.
I gotta say Black Times.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Salute to you. We're looking forward to seeing more from you. And like I said, once again, when you guys drop that video of Supernova, hit us up and let's do that exclusive. And it would be awesome if it's on a Friday or Saturday. Cause party
definitely.
Night.
Right. Definitely, yeah, man. I'm gonna follow you when we get up here. I follow your Instagram or whatever. Yeah, we link in the inbox, man. I'll definitely let you know.
All right. Stay true to what you do, brother. And hey, keep pushing it out, man.
You too, man. Be blessed, bro. And I appreciate you. What's the name of this again?
Urban Voice Media, man. Roundtable Session.
Okay, everyone's meeting roundtable session. I want to say thank y'all. Thank y'all so much, man. Thank y'all for listening to my music, man.
Time out. Hold on. I'm going to pause you 1 second. I'm going to do it another way.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you do it this way. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Shout out, man. Roundtable Music, man. This your boy, Cosboy Jr., Cali Cosboy Jr. Go Get a Records, man. Y'all check out that new single, Supernova, man. Also, that new EP, What the F They Know, Trap Bag coming soon, 2023. Here we go. Let's go.
Until next time, you be up, man.
You know it.
Peace.
Peace.